Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi, this is Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speaker Services, and today we are talking with Donna Johnson, the unemployed entrepreneur. Donna is a speaker and confidence coach with a passion for empowering and serving others. She helps individuals transition from employee to CEO by teaching them how to monetize their hobbies and interests. And today, Donna is going to share with us about social media and relationship building and how the relationship building aspect can be beneficial to your success as a speaker. So thank you, Donna, so much for being here with us today.
You're welcome, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and jump right in. And first, why don't you tell us what social networking sites are you on?
Okay. I am on Twitter, so on YouTube. Haven't been on there for quite a year yet. I'm on LinkedIn, Wendy, and I must say I'm not very active, but I do have a LinkedIn strategy that I will be implementing within the next 30 days, and I am a Facebook newbie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty much well-rounded.
Good, good. Okay. Now, how do you use each one as a marketing tool for your business?
You know, before I even thought about utilizing them for marketing, I knew that they were all great tools for building relationships. So early on, what I did was I spent time getting to know the people that I was making the connections with.
Right.
And then from there, I focused on how can I turn these connections, these virtual connections, into real-life relationships, because one of the things you have to take into consideration with social networking is that you have to put the relationships first and the marketing second.
Right.
No one's going to pay attention to your marketing if you haven't devoted any time to giving and supporting the relationships.
Exactly.
So once I got the relationship piece where I wanted it to be, I use each one as a means of providing, you know, entrepreneurial business tips. My approach is not one that's very philosophical. It's very, very simplistic, not complex at all, as far as just providing useful, everyday information that marketers, speakers, coaches can use in building and growing their businesses, and again, and fostering and maintaining relationships.
Right. Very good. What would you suggest someone new to social media do to get started?
I would have to say, first and foremost, don't over-strategize.
Uh-huh.
When I'm out networking in person and I'm talking to people about how active I am online, you know, the first thing I hear is that, oh, yeah, you know, I want to do it, but I got to figure out how to do it just right, and I'm still, you know, trying to figure out how to do it. Don't over-strategize, because that will keep you from taking any action
right,
at all.
Right, just do it.
Just do it. Just
yeah,
get
yeah.
up, you know, and do it. And the easiest way to do that is to just start with one.
Right.
That's exactly what I did. I started with Twitter. I mastered Twitter, and then I moved on to Facebook, and in between there, you know, I started to create my YouTube channel, and like I said, I've kind of put LinkedIn on the back burner because I wanted to make sure that I had a firm foundation and a firm understanding, but I was learning as I was doing, Wendy.
Right.
I didn't put off, you know, not joining.
Right, and that's what happens. It gets put off, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's easy, like you say, just, you know, just start with one, and as you go, you learn and you get better.
Yeah, so if you just start with one, you learn it, you master it, and then you move on to another, and then you have to decide, what do you want to get out of it?
Right.
What's your reason for being on. People who've given social media or social networking a try and they say that it doesn't work, 9 times out of 10, they didn't establish any objectives first.
Right.
They had no idea why, you know,
right.
they were there. So they got on, didn't have any expectations or very realistic expectations, Wendy, so they abandoned ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't do that. You have to be consistent. You have to know why, you know, you're there. And then you have to understand that this is a very slow and organic process.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So why did you become an active social media user?
You know, it was no longer optional for me uh-huh. as an entrepreneur. I could not afford to get left behind. Also, Wendy, establishing credibility.
Exactly.
The old ways of marketing, they're beginning to be transitioned out.
Yes, they
with
are.
This, yeah, with this new way of getting visibility and being put in front of millions of people that you otherwise wouldn't be able to be exposed to.
That's right.
And so for those reasons, you know, like I said, it just was not an option. I knew that if I wanted to stay on top of the trends, continue to be competitive, and also grow my brand on a national and global scale, that not participating was not an option.
Yep, you're right. You're exactly right. Well, along the way, what mistakes have you made, if you want to share with us?
You want me to tell the truth?
it's okay.
You know, I have to honestly tell you that I was very naive in the beginning.
Yeah.
I really and truly was. I hopped on thinking that everyone was going to be honest and authentically good people.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really grasp that the understanding that social networking is just an extension of real life.
Uh-huh.
And so the people that we encounter out in the real world in, you know, in business and in the community, those are the same types of people who are online.
Right.
And so I kind of fell for everyone who approached me thinking that they sincerely had my best interest.
Uh-huh.
In mind. I
yeah.
really and truly did. Part of
yeah.
that had to do with, yeah, with me not diversifying the people that I was following. You know,
right.
I jumped on, I heard about all the great things that Twitter could do for your business. And so before I knew it, Wendy, I was surrounded by other coaches and internet marketers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, these were people who were aggressively pushing their programs and their affiliates and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, whoa, let me take a step back.
You weren't attracting your target audience, in other words.
I was not.
Right.
I was not. And so that was a big mistake of not diversifying the audience and not having a balance. Yeah, I want to be able to see other speakers and coaches and marketers tweet good content, you know,
sure.
send me to their blog, share great articles and things
sure.
of that nature. But I also want to be able to connect with people who can just make me laugh.
Right.
You know,
right.
people who I can just show my real, true, you know, personality
yeah.
to. So I had to push pause and then start to open up, you know, my community
yeah.
to allow different individuals in.
Right,
to
right.
give me that balance and mix that I needed.
Right. What mistakes do you see others, newbies, make?
First and foremost, selling too soon.
Much. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, too soon and then too much.
Yep.
That's a big no-no.
Yes, it is.
It's
a turnoff, really.
It's a turnoff, you're right, and even more so for newbies, because as I explained in the beginning, it's almost like once you've done the work to build the relationships,
yeah.
then you've kind of earned the right to sell.
Right, a
Does
little
that make
bit.
Sense?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, you've kind of said, okay, now I've earned my right to sell, but you still have to be tactful Right. When you do it.
Right. And I always heard it's like, you know, maybe 10% sell and 90%, you know, sharing, giving high content, valuable tips, information, and things like that.
Absolutely right.
You know, if they're interested in they're going to want to learn more. So, yeah.
And then in addition to just the selling too soon, I see so many newbies giving up before they've given it a chance to work.
Yes, exactly.
And
I
that
agree.
Ties into not having, you know, specific expectations and realistic expectations.
It is. And like you say, they start to sell too fast, and they're not getting the response they want. And they're like, what is going on? Why isn't this working? Nobody's buying it. You know, people are unfollowing me. They're, you know, opting out. It's, what am I doing? And they give up.
Mm-hmm.
They give up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
One thing you have to remember is that you have to be consistent in order for it to work.
Yeah.
So early on, you have to spend a lot of your time building and growing those relationships, giving that good content that people want, allowing your personality, you know, to
shine
through.
That's a big part.
Through. Yeah.
That's a big part of it. That really is. And,
I've also seen and talked to people who have fell for the line that they're going to hop on and they're going to make tons of money with social media. You can definitely grow your business, Wendy, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But that should not be the thing that drives you.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because it is a very slow
process.
And organic process, yes.
Yep. And relationship building is very important because everybody, you know, wants to feel that you're personally taking the time and have the interest in them.
Yes.
They're just not another notch in your belt. They're just not another anybody. You know, they want to know that you care. So, yeah. I mean, are there any similarities between social networking and traditional face-to-face networking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. You have to treat them both the same. Always show up with the intention of giving first and expecting nothing in return.
Exactly. I agree with you on that.
You know, you have to spend that time nurturing the relationships, and you have to be realistic in understanding that it's an ongoing process.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're using social networking effectively, you know, you should be connecting with people locally and regionally in your area.
Right.
And then taking those relationships offline.
Right.
And building strategic partnerships and collaborating with other people in your industry.
Right.
The same thing that you're doing when you're face-to-face networking.
Right.
The same exact thing. Just like you wouldn't show up to a networking event shoving your business cards in people's faces and your brochures.
Yeah.
You follow those same principles online.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Is there anything else that you wanted to share as far as social networking and the relationship building aspect of it?
You know, I think specifically for speakers, YouTube is a forgotten tool.
Yeah.
I think for speakers, and especially for new speakers. If you're starting out new and, you know, you don't have your demo video together yet, you can go and invest in a $159 flip camera.
Yeah.
You know, video. Get some amateur video of yourself. Post that on YouTube so that people can see you, you know, and experience you.
Right.
In action, and that will do wonders.
Exactly, and you know, and that's what I encourage too a lot with our speakers is, you know, because you can take the YouTube clip and actually put it on your website, and a lot of times it's important to make that that name, you know, that face contact. You know, they want to see you in action, they want to hear you, they want to see what you can do. And that really is a big thing, is to have video on there. And another, you know, reason, like you said, is getting your video up on YouTube. I mean, you can start a viral campaign. I mean, people see it and they're like, wow, you know, this is great. They spread it on. You know, your video can end up on who knows where. It could be blogged or whose site, you know, because pretty much anybody can take it and, you know, share it wherever they want to. So, yeah, definitely YouTube, like you said, is a big, big thing. And I really encourage everybody to use it, too. So,
and it's very user-friendly.
And it's free.
It is free. All of the tools that we just talked about
are all free. They don't cost anything. Use them.
They are all free. You're absolutely right.
Yes, use them. They are, you know, they're wonderful tools and should be used by everybody, you know, anybody that has a business. Like I said, especially speakers. So.
And then the second part to that is Facebook. I've only been on Facebook for a couple of months, you know, like I said, but I'm really starting to get the hang of it. And one of the ladies in my women's entrepreneurial group who actually took me by the hand, Wendy, and sat me down in her office and helped me get on because she was like, you really need to be here.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, you are really going to like the benefits that you can get from promoting your events.
Mm-hmm.
So for those speakers who promote and produce their own workshops and seminars, that is a great way to promote your events. And again, it's free.
Yeah, exactly. And LinkedIn. I know I have all of the, you know, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn. But like you said, too, I don't use LinkedIn as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that they have as well where you can post events and, right?
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay,
you can post your events and start groups. I've also been told that on LinkedIn you become invaluable when you start to answer questions are posted in your group.
Yeah, exactly.
So those are all of the things that I'm looking forward to doing,
right,
you know, with LinkedIn. But again, for me, you know, I practice what I preach. I didn't want to bite off too much more than what I could chew, Wendy, and then end up letting something fall by the wayside.
Yeah, because it can really, really consume you. And I will be the first one to say that Twitter can be very addictive. And you can get up at, you know, get to work and start working at 7 o'clock in the morning, and before you realize it, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're like, what did I get done today? Oh, my. You know, I've been on Twitter all day. But if it's you, you know, and you don't have to do that, right? Tell the listeners, you don't have to be.
You don't.
No.
Listeners, you don't have to do that. And I'm going to give you a very, very helpful tip to be able to help you manage your time online, because as Wendy said, it's very easy in the beginning to get sucked in because there's so much great information coming from all different directions and so many great conversations and everything taking place. And so before you know it, you could have easily spent 4 or 5 hours tweeting, and then you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't get that time back.
Yeah.
But one way to manage that is to set a time limit for yourself.
Yeah.
Even if that means getting a timer. When the bell rings.
Got to hold off on that last tweet till tomorrow.
You're done.
That's right.
You've reached your capacity. You are done.
Uh-huh.
And especially early on, it's so easy to want to spend so much time there because, you know, the early stages are where the relationship building piece is so critical. Once you've established yourself, you don't have to spend nearly as much time, you know, on there as you did in the beginning, but you really, really need to create a system within your daily framework to help you manage your time.
Right, and take the time probably to reach out to those, especially that have reached out to contact you.
Yes.
You know, instead of maybe focusing so much on oh, my goodness, I only had one tweet out today. I should at least have 5, maybe 10 tweets. What am I going to tweet about? Who should I retweet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who should I follow? Am I, you know, do I need to unfollow? Sometimes I think maybe if they focus more, you know, putting a couple tweets out, you know, for that day, and then focusing in on the people that have messaged them via DM, direct messaging, or, you know, they've reached out to them, take the time to start opening the doors of communication and maybe building that relationship with them. I have to focus on that a little bit more.
Yes, you definitely have to have that two-way communication, and people want to see you engaging.
Yeah.
They don't want to just see you as, even if you're not selling, they just don't want to see you promoting all of your blog posts, all of your articles, all of your affiliate products.
Yeah.
They really want to see you having a dialogue.
Yeah. And I'm guilty again.
Well, that's okay.
It's confession time. No, you can probably look at my Twitter page and see. I mean, I post a lot of good information, and I like to, you know, and people like to retweet. I feel that, you know, if you're going to retweet stuff that you feel is going to be relevant and help your followers out. But just taking the time to interact with people. I'll do it once in a blue moon, and I'll get back with somebody, you know, and answer some questions and stuff. But I don't do it as much as I should.
Yes.
So that's, you know, that's another thing that they should be looking at, too, that interaction.
Yeah.
High content, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, no sell. I mean, that's a turnoff, and you're just going to end up having people unfollow you.
And don't... You know, don't work too hard at trying to be someone that you're not.
Yeah.
Because people will see right through it.
Yeah. That's right. They always say it's much easier to be yourself. It's a lot harder to be a fake. And besides, you know, what comes around goes around. It's so important just to be yourself, because you want to attract the audience that's going to be attracted to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to your personality. I mean, that's who you want to work with. And definitely be your true self.
First and foremost, you have to be all day, every day.
Yeah. Yes.
And if that means, you know, you're not always, you know, positive Polly, we get it.
Yeah. That's right. You are who you are.
Yeah,
you
are.
People are going to like you or they're not. And those that don't like you, then, you know, it wasn't going to be a good match in the first place. So,
exactly. Exactly.
You want to be there to help the people that like you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Great, great, great information. Why don't you tell our listeners maybe where they can go to learn more about you, Donna? And
then my speaker site is at donnaspeaks.com. There you can go and find out all about who Donna is, the topics I like to speak on, and things of that nature. But I would love to connect with you on my blog. I think it's a great resource. And, again, you know, blogging is free. Speakers, you need to be doing that.
Yeah,
you know, if you're not, I know that there are thousands and thousands of blogs out there.
Yeah.
But you have
to let your voice be heard.
Right. You have to let your voice be heard, connect with your niche and your audience, and use that as another tool for building your online presence and strengthening your brand.
Right. So, Thank you. Okay, well, you have a great day, and thanks again for sharing, Donna. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Wendy. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.